Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Keeper. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look with me in the Scriptures, in the book of 2 Timothy, the first chapter, and the 12th verse, 2 Timothy 1:12. He said in this Scripture, something we've been looking at for a few weeks now, he said, "For the which cause I suffer these things," and if you read the previous verses, he's talking about suffering, being persecuted for preaching the gospel. "Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. For I know," let me just stop here. The Bible said, "They that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." And, nobody likes to be talked about negatively. Nobody likes to be ostracized or separated from others' company. But if you really stand up for the Lord, you're going to get some of that.
Yes.
Without exception. But here's the thing. He said, "Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed." People will try to shame you for believing what you do. Intellectuals will try to shame you because you're obviously not that intelligent and weak and need the crutch of religion. Others will try to, those who hold more traditional, and when I say that, man's tradition, views of religion and even Christianity, they'll mock you for believing and speaking in tongues. People will speak ill of you for believing that God's a God of abundance and would be involved in prosperity for His people. But you and I, like Paul, we do not have to receive shame.
Right.
Even though people may try to shame you, they haven't shamed you unless you receive it. If somebody says, "Shame on you for going over there to that faith church." I actually had somebody tell me a while back that a person told them they would do something for them financially if they'd quit going to our church. Have you ever heard of such a thing? And the person told them, "Are you kidding? I wouldn't even be alive." They said it, if I hadn't been going there and learned about faith. Well, it's people trying to shame you. Trying to shame you. Shame on you for this or that. And you can just say, "Well, don't try to shame me. It's going to boomerang, come back on your head, because I don't receive it.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed." Paul said it in Romans, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation." And part of what we're talking about is the gospel. It's the good news. "I'm not ashamed," he said. Come on, you say it out loud. "I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed." And when you're not ashamed, you don't duck your head, you don't avoid, you don't try to hide who you are and what you are. You don't try to push it off on people that don't want to hear it, but nor are you intimidated.
Yes.
Nor are you ashamed.
Yes.
At all.
Amen.
Come on, somebody say, "I'm not ashamed."
I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed of being a Christian.
At all.
I'm not ashamed of holding up this Bible as the final authority on everything. I'm not ashamed that I believe God's real and He does things in my life.
Amen.
He protects me. He provides for me.
Right.
He keeps me. He heals me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I don't have to say that quietly.
Thank you, Jesus.
We could go on. But he said, I know whom I've believed. I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed to Him against that day. I'm persuaded He's able to keep. The NIV says, I'm sure he's able to take care of what I have given him. Won't you say that out loud? I'm sure.
I'm sure.
He is able
to take care
of what I've given him. I guess that was the NIRV. I'm sure he's able to take care of what I've given him. There's a great truth here. God is a God who keeps, a God who guards, a God who protects. But obviously, he doesn't keep and guard and protect everything and everyone. All you got to do is look around. What is he able to keep? What you commit to him, what you put into his care. Are there people that are putting their lives into his care? No, you got millions that don't even believe he exists. So no, you know, like sometimes people say, they'll misquote and pull half a phrase and misquote it out of Romans and say that everything's working out for the good. Well, you know, everything works out for the good. No, that's not true. That's not what that verse said. Everything is not working out for the best of everyone on this planet. Not even close. He was talking about a specific group of people. We know that all things work together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose.
Yes.
Is that everybody?
No.
Does everybody love Him? No, of course they don't. Like we said, a lot of people don't even believe He exists. You got to watch about pulling out half a phrase and ignoring the three verses that came before it and came after it. So many doctrines, wrong doctrines, could have been avoided if folks had just read the previous three verses. Look with me, please, in the book of Psalms, and notice a recurring theme that, like I said, has some overlap with motherhood. Go to Psalms 17. Psalm 17. God is a God who keeps, who guards, who protects. But we have a part in this. We have a part that we're to do that allows Him to do for us what He's not doing for everyone. In Psalm 17, verse 4, Psalm 17, 4 says, concerning the works of men, by the word of your lips, I've kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Is there a destroyer?
Yes.
Is there one who seeks to steal, kill, and destroy? Do you need protection?
Yes.
Notice, he said, by the word of your lips. We'd say God's words. He's talking about God's lips. By God's words, I've kept myself from the paths of the destroyer. Keep reading. Hold up my goings in your paths, that my footsteps slip not. Now let's just stop right here. What if you're not going in his path? Are there any other paths besides His path?
Yes.
Are there any other plans besides His plan?
Yes.
Are there ways that seem right
yes.
to men, but they're not right? And the end of them is not protection, but destruction. Can you go the right way or the wrong way? You can. You can go either one. Hold up my goings in your paths. Well, this is another way of saying you've committed your keeping to Him because you chose His path for you. And He said that my footsteps slip not. Keep going, verse 6. I've called upon you, for you'll hear me, O God. Incline your ear to me and hear my speech. Show your marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Phyllis and I have, you know, you're not going to be in the ministry for almost 40 years. and the enemy never come against you on anything. And there's been a few things that the enemy tried to do to hinder us or to cause a problem. But the Lord's quickened us repeatedly to begin saying, no weapon formed against us will prosper. And one time we were talking about it, and Phyllis said, we're riding in the car. She said, To me, it's just like those missiles that are fired sometimes, but they don't find their target.
Amen.
I thought that's exactly right. A missile that was fired and didn't hit its target was a weapon that didn't prosper.
Amen.
Some of you need to say that out loud. No weapon,
no weapon
that's formed against me,
will prosper.
What does that mean? It doesn't mean that the enemy's not going to try anything. A weapon was formed. An attack was launched. But it didn't accomplish what the devil intended for it to accomplish. It wasn't successful in stealing and killing and or destroying in your life. Didn't find its mark. Didn't hit its target. It turned out to be a dud.
Amen.
Not because the devil intended it for it to be a dud, but because one of your angels messed with the ignition device while it was in flight. Or he just shoved it off course a little bit, but it didn't prosper.
Amen.
It didn't hurt you like the enemy intended for it to hurt you. Say it again, no weapon,
no weapon
formed against me,
formed against me
shall prosper.
Shall prosper.
It won't succeed what the enemy intended for it to do. Keep reading. He said, verse 8, keep me as the apple of the eye, hide me under the shadow of your wings. Said out loud, hide me under the shadow of your wings. Go to Psalm 36. Psalm 36 and verse 5. Psalm 36, 5. I said we're looking at a recurring theme. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Does God have a lot of mercy?
Yes.
And a lot of faithfulness?
Yes.
Keep going. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep, O Lord. You preserve man and beast. How excellent is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Keeper, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thank you.